Hi there. Today's episode will sound a little different. It's an interview I recorded live at the On Air Fest in Brooklyn, New York, back in February. It was me on stage with a cello player named Zach Brown and an inanimate object that truly has dozens of names. One of the names is a party horn, one of those things that you blow and it unfurls and it makes a noise at a party. Also, I should point out I had a cold. I think that's all you need to know. Here's the interview. Well, why don't we start by having you introduce yourself for us?
Yes, I'm Charles, and I've got a million names. I'm the thing at like a birthday party that you blow into and it uncurls. I'm a party horn, a party kazoo. I'm a party blower, party pipe, party elephant, party blowout. Some people call me a noise maker.
Yeah, it's funny, when I was getting ready for this interview, I read there's no accepted name for you. You're kind of a thing without a name. I didn't even know what I would call you.
I guess it's an identity thing. Everybody calls me whatever, you know, party popper, the whizzer, one of my least favorites is the whizzer. The ta-du-da. And of course the blow tickler.
There are people that call you the blow tickler.
Yeah, the blow tickler. It's a little confusing because it sounds like maybe it might be the name of a murderer, but it's just something they call me.
I guess before we go any further, since I hope it's okay to say you're tiny, and there are people in the back who might not be able to see you, can you just describe yourself?
Yeah, of course. So you've probably seen me at maybe a friend's childhood birthday party. I'm like a small plastic instrument, like a kazoo, pipe-shaped, but at the end of me, there's a long thing, like usually made of kind of a paper product, and you blow into it and it uncurls as it's filled with the air from a spiral into just like a straight shape.
And we should say, when you do uncurl, you make a kind of, is honk the right word?
Yes. Of course, the cry is a very significant part of our anatomy. It's not quite a kazoo. It lacks the strength and the robusticity, but it is kind of like a celebratory hiss and a honk kind of at the same time, if you can imagine that, which I'm sure you don't have to. I'm sure you've done it.
I have, not to you personally, but to another blow tickler. Sorry, does it bother you to not have a name, to have me asking you to explain what you are?
It is a little frustrating, I gotta be honest with you, because the other party implements have names, and you know what they are. The party hat, it's a hat.
It is. Do you interact with a lot of party hats?
Well, yes. I actually live, I say live, but I stay in a box most of the year. It's a small box, and in it are all of the implements. It's me and a small group of other party horns. We are the survivors, along with a stack of party hats, some promotional plates from Madagascar, the film Madagascar, and then every now and then I'm brought out of the box and I'm set in a fun circular pattern. And then at the end of the party, I'm put back into the box.
Well, let's talk about a party that stands out in your memory. Can you do that?
Oh my goodness. It was Little Roderick's 8th birthday. And for party horns, that's the ideal age. You're obsessed with the party horn. It's just a tool that you use constantly. But I'll also say I'm grateful for any opportunity I get to get out of the box and celebrate, because I'm built for celebration, whatever that occasion might be. One of my favorites was, in fact, was a wake. It was a memorial service.
You went to a wake?
Yes, I went to a wake. Sometimes the mistress, the woman who puts us out, you know, she'll just put out the party implements. And so when she put out the cocktail napkin, she didn't notice I was out as well. It was a surprise for everyone.
I'm sure.
Everyone pretended as if they couldn't see me because they didn't want to criticize the host. You know, oh my God, you know, what's wrong with you? Why is there a party horn at this wake? And so, you know, people just walked past and walked past. And I was getting a little upset. You know, I'm here. I deserve to be seen. This is, if anything, it's a celebration of life, right?
Right.
And then I hear a song being played. And someone reaches for me. And she reaches for me and she grabs me. And as the song begins to crest, I was blown into.
Who was it that picked you up and blew into you?
The man's wife.
The man who had died?
The man who had died.
Was she celebrating?
I think it was an act of raw grief more than anything else. And so you hear this very visceral, goose-like warble rattle out of me. And people cried. And I like to think that was because of me. I think that sound was so beyond what they thought they would have heard, so beyond life and death, that they were driven to tears. And that's the power I possess.
How did that feel?
It felt like a scream. And indeed, the sound that came out of me when it happened felt like a scream. I thought my unfurled bit would have, you know, popped, but it didn't. And here I am today, speaking with you.
So you spend a lot of time, most of your time, not being used, in the box. I guess, how many times have you been honked, really?
Now, this is an interesting question, because I've been honked innumerable times. But how many people have I been honked by? That number is exceedingly low, maybe 3 or 4 people. I think the worst part is the space in between. It's when you're curled up. That is just, it's abyss.
It must feel, when you finally come out and, you know, you've been curled up for so long and you're unfurled by that first honk, it must feel good. Can you describe the feeling for me?
Well, I can only liken it to a human stretch. You know, it's, you're taking all of that energy and you're pushing it outward, and all of a sudden you're creating this display, and it feels unbelievable because you're locked up for so long, you know, in this tense kind of state waiting for this to happen. The feeling of unfurling is you're the red carpet and you're the star who walks on it. And you're also the driver of the limousine.
Charles, you've alluded to your fragility a couple times. You mentioned you're a survivor. I don't quite know how to talk about it, but you are a disposable thing.
I suppose. But, well, because we're designed to literally party until we fall apart. We're designed to celebrate until we fall to pieces. And, you know, roll around in that joy and in that zeal until we fall apart. And that's a beautiful death. In much the same way a Viking yearns to die in battle, a party horn could want nothing more than to die on the lips of someone having a good ass time. So, you know, that's what we all want. But at the same time, we all live for that feeling over and over. And, you know, some of us do fall, unfortunately, sooner than we should because of wet breath.
Wet breath.
Because of wet breath.
There is a lot of moisture. I think when I think about the last time I blew a party horn when I was a kid, I remember it being very wet at the end.
Yeah, so you're one of them. You're a wet breather.
Yeah.
I'm an unusual case because our mistress returns us to the box after every party, which is a bold and unusual choice, and perhaps not something we were designed for.
Yeah, I think, you know, you must have remnants of years and years of the breath of partiers literally inside of you.
In many ways, Ian, I am a scroll, and contained in me is a history of celebration. And I'm only unrolled in much the same way a scroll is when I need to be read, you know, when I need to be learned from.
I guess party scroll is yet another name you could have.
Yeah.
Thinking about all the things people call you know, party horn, party kazoo, party tooter, blow tickler. Are there other names you've considered for yourself?
Yes, this is a question I've meditated on for years. And they range, you know, the blow snail, Hippopartimus, Party McFly, Tootie and the Blowfish, Kazooie Deschanel. Blovid-19, Honky Kong, Blosif Gordon-Levitt, Squeak Mill, Blow Rogan, Tragedy of McBreath, The Horn Identity, Flowy Vincent Van Blow.
We've talked a lot about not knowing your name, but I think it's also hard to know your category. You know, like you're almost a musical instrument, but you're not a musical instrument.
Oh, okay. I'm a musical instrument. I am a musical instrument.
Okay.
You can play a song, but it will not be discernible. You know, you can play a song on us, but no one ever tries. I think the issue is, you know, people will just blow into me to make a sound.
I mean, you know, what is music really, but just noise you want to hear?
Yeah, there's never a melody, but I think I could you imagine?
I mean, Zach is here. We could try and find the right song. Try and play something. I would have to honk you.
Are you kidding me? I would be more than happy. You're absolutely welcome to do so.
All
Oh. Is this really me? Jeez. This is delectable. My heart.
I guess we are basically playing the party scroll right now. Do you want to tell us what it says?
I guess the message I have is to live as much as you can while you can, and celebrate with reckless abandon. If the waiter at Olive Garden gives you a little more attention than usual, blow that party horn. If you almost slip, but you catch yourself at the last second, blow that party horn. Somebody you hate gets a terrible, terrible rash. Blow that party horn. So I guess the message I have is to live every day as if your tongue is 8 to 10 inches long and it rolls up and it's covered in little shapes. I think that's the message I'd like to get across.
Charles, the party horn, everybody.
This is Everything is Alive. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog. Our editor is Hillary Frank. Thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. Charles, the party horn, was played by the incredible Vinny Thomas. You can find Vinny on Twitter and Instagram at VINN_AYY. Also, Vinny has starred on another episode of this show. Check out Vinny Vending Machine for more Vinny. The world needs more Vinny. A big thanks to cellist Zach Brown for joining us on stage. And thanks to Gemma Rose Brown and everyone at On Air Fest for having us and for taking on the challenge of miking a tiny party horn. Everything is Alive is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, Audrey Mardavich, executive producer, and Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. You can find any number of ways of getting in touch with us at everythingisalive.com. Also, at everythingisalive.com, you can find t-shirts and baby onesies for sale. And remember, celebrate whenever you can.
Who cares? You know, just put the party hat on. Who cares? Just blow the party horn. You know? So what if it's suspiciously salty or what? You know what I mean? Just like play the party horn. Who cares? Don't worry about who else has played it. That's between me and the party horns. That's none of your business. Just come on, blow into it. Who cares?
We'll see you soon.
Radiotopia from PR.